Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Appreciate all of you for tuning in. Of course, like we start every episode, before we get started, I got three requests for you. This all helps with the growth of the pod. This all helps to support the show. So number one, if you haven't done so yet, take 2 minutes of your time to leave a review on the show. Again, helps with the new people listening in and also helps with the growth of the pod. Number two, head over to theaboutitlife.com. Grab yourself some merch, some hats, some mugs. Grab yourself, support the brand, support the movement, theaboutitlife.com, fam. Head over there right now. Go check it out. We got some new merch coming out, especially this time of the year, so you guys can end the year strong and start the new year with a bang. And number three, head over to my email list, anthonymanaya.com. It's www.anthonymanaya.com. There I send weekly and daily emails. If you haven't been on there, fam, I've been on top of that. Go check that out. A lot of people are finding value in that. And I'm seeing the messages every day. I'm seeing the screenshots you guys send me every day about the emails that are going out. So make sure you jump on that list, anthonymanaya.com. Sign up. It's free. So with that being said, let's jump into today's episode. I want to talk about intentional living. I want to talk about living life with a clear understanding in which direction you are going. I always talk about this. I always talk about living moment to moment. I'm always talking about the religion that you're moving with. And religion means the overall thing that's moving you, your mission, your purpose, the value that you bring to this world, the moves that you're making, the reason why you are alive. It's living life being intentional and understanding what's most important at all times. See, a lot of people, they get confused and lost in what they're doing. You don't keep in mind that every move they make has a consequence. Every decision you make, there's a consequence. And there's a lot of sacrifices that you're making for cheap little pleasure, for cheap thrills, cheap entertainment, cheap comfort. That's not really comfortable. It's the illusion of comfort. It's a lot of temporary moves. There's a lot of sacrifice. You know, there's a pursuit of short-term pleasure. And in return, there's long-term misery. Because people are jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping to thing to thing to thing, never really understanding why they can't be fully consumed with anything. Why nothing grabs their attention. Why is there always space in one's day? Space in one's mind. There's no full consumption, no mountain they're climbing. Now we can change that. And we can change that if you want to, but you got to first understand that there is a problem. You have to understand that it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't. It doesn't have to be this way. You don't have to live the life that you're living now. You don't have to live the life you're living now. you can head over to, you can head towards a different direction. It's real. You can make more money. However much money you're making now, you can make 4x that, 10x that. You can. It's possible. It's real. There's people who are doing it. The area you live in, you don't have to live in that area. Yes, there are things that you have to do for the moment in time because of the moves you made and the position you are in. I understand that. You have made moves. You have made decisions that have led you up to this point that you are now in a position where you're living the results of your past moves. I understand that. What I'm saying is, with a change in perspective, with a little bit of urgency and a little bit of self-respect, there can be a complete transformation right this very moment in the priorities that you have and the things that you have lined up and the things in the way that you see yourself and the things that you think are possible for you. You know, it's a decision. And if you push anybody to take action, there's always a problem. There's always a problem when you push people to take action. People feel this pressure that I have to perform. There's a pressure that people feel, an urgency that's not wanted because one has found comfort in being in a bad position. You know, my fight coach tells me this all the time. He says, don't be comfortable in a bad position. Don't be comfortable when you're on bottom. Don't be comfortable when you're in a losing position, in a dangerous position. There's a lot of people who find comfort in that when they train because it's not a real life scenario, right? We're in the gym, we're training, we're in a bad position, and we're comfortable. We're just resting in a bad position. And he always has to remind us that, hey, do you understand that this is not a good position? People have built the habit of resting in a bad position. And just like in the training room, when you have to be reminded by your fight coach, this is me reminding you, saying, hey, look at your life. Look at it for what it actually is. Think about how much time you're wasting. Look at the amount of money you have in your bank account. Look at how you look like physically. Look how you take care of yourself and look how you talk to yourself mentally. Look at all the excuses you make. Look at the quality of the relationships you have in your life. These are tough things for people to look at, especially when you are comfortable in a bad position. Because there's a lot of things that you're valuing that allow you to not see yourself. There's a lot of things that we value that take us further away from seeing what is and taking us further away, causing confusion on purpose. Because if I'm confused, then how can I take action? Right? If I'm ignorant, which ignorance is a choice in today's day and age, if I'm ignorant, then I just do what I feel is the most comfortable. And if misery that I'm in, if I'm in misery, at least it's the known misery, right? Because the known misery, I still know how to make it to the next day. But that's an illusion, fam. It's an illusion. You feel good for the moment, and there's always a problem. I don't think people understand that there's a life where it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually live a really thriving, meaningful, fulfilling life. You can, if you wanted to. It's a choice. It's a choice that you have to make. But you first got to see it. Got to understand that you are in control. You control how you feel. You control how you react and respond. You control your psychological priorities, which are the most important. What you value, what you see as important, right? Those things, that's on you. So, with a little bit of self-respect, a lot of love for yourself, right? We talk about self-love, which is a thing that most people throw around because it just feels good. It sounds good. A lot of things sound good. A lot of things feel good. A lot of things are very entertaining to listen to hear, to sit down and think about and debate. You know, I remember when I was 18 creating a business and looking to create a marketing plan around people who weren't really serious about building businesses. And we were sitting around talking about the moves we're gonna make. And it was just the fact that we're meeting up in suits in a coffee place with paper and pen. And we have four or five people talking about big moves we're gonna make. And none of that shit came true. None of that. We weren't doing none of that. It just looks cool. It just felt good to do. Then we talk about it and then we laugh about it. Yo, yeah, haha, we're going to get rich. Here's what we're going to do. I don't see none of those people today right now in my life. All of them quit. All of them quit on themselves. All of them, that was just a thing that people say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And it's fun. It's entertaining. But very few people are serious when it comes to it. And what I mean by being a serious student, that means being very intentional in the moves that you make, being very calculated with the moves that you make. Be very mindful with the moves you make. This is the life of a serious student. This is somebody who understands that every single moment is an important moment. That every single moment, there's an opportunity. And the opportunity comes from a change in perspective. The opportunity comes from you seeing your situation for clearly for what it is. And when you apply love, self-respect, you take it very serious. Take it very serious. You want to know if someone loves themselves? See how serious they are about life itself. Again, this is complicated for people because people view it as, oh, this is a person not having fun. This is a person that's very serious, very mean, or they can't joke around. They don't have humility or personality or whatever, right? You take life too serious. No, I'm talking about somebody who's moving as a true professional. Somebody who's moving with true intention, someone who's a student of life. They understand that I'm not going to make this move because if I make this move, it's going to throw me off my game and this is not what I need. I do not need this conflict in my life. However, most people live in conflict. The conflict gives people meaning. The conflict and confusion of wanting two things at once, right? And thinking that it doesn't have an impact. Everything that you do, fam, has an impact. There's a consequence to everything that you do. And for you to not respect that, you know, again, we're doing it to ourselves. But that conflict that's constantly in our minds. I want this and I want that. And both things contradict each other. Afraid to commit to yourself. Afraid to commit to something. Afraid to bet on yourself. Afraid to love yourself. There's an actual fear of loving yourself. Because with love, when it comes to loving yourself in a real way, we're talking about true love for oneself. One moves with crystal clear intentions. That there's a lot of no's, right? You're saying a lot. You're saying no to a lot of things. You're not putting yourself in certain environments. There's times that you're going to be alone. There's times that you're going to actually have to do more. There's times that the pressure is going to be all on you. There's times where you got to make a decision. There's times that it's going to feel so difficult. It's going to feel like it's overwhelming. But this is the price you pay to truly love yourself. because people act like they love themselves. And yet, if you look closely how people treat themselves psychologically, mentally, emotionally, financially, in all areas of their life, you start to see it's like, hey, they're afraid to actually love themselves. Love is a state of being. Love is all in energy. Now, if you're not all in on yourself, how do you love yourself? If you don't have that self-respect, then what is happening in your life? You know, we could say these things. It's so easy to say, no, I do love myself, and gas yourself up. But the actions, fam, and this is what I mean about being a serious student. See, a student is very mindful of these things. Student understands, damn. You know what? Sometimes I put myself in positions I even shouldn't be in. And they value the conflict because there's comfort in the conflict. There's comfort in that. It's like, I want to stay the same, but I'm afraid of this change. I'm afraid of love. I'm afraid of giving myself to a process. Because if I'm all in, then I can't get out. But that is the sacrifice, fam, you have to make, and that's a decision. And until you make that decision, misery becomes a way of life. Misery is on and off, right? The overall religion is misery, and you spend most of your time looking to escape from that. Because there is no actual intention to solve the problem or understand the problem. The solution is never clear. There's so many people living life today who are going into life with a surviving mentality. They're waking up every single day with no intention to win. There's people who sign up to tournaments, to jiu-jitsu tournaments, to boxing tournaments, who they go into it with the intention to just survive. There's no intention to win. Right? People are in bad positions and they just wait it out, surviving, just waiting to lose, just wanting to get out of there because the price that it takes to actually win takes so much effort, takes so much energy, takes so much care, takes so much love for oneself that it's just overwhelming to do that. This is the truth in fighting. This is the truth in relationships. This is the truth in business. This is the truth in health. This is the truth in all areas of life. How if the solution requires so much time, energy, and effort, most people put their hands up and say, it's too much. I don't want to do that. It's too much to love myself. It's too much maintenance to love myself. It's too much problem solving to love myself. So if you're questioning if it's worth it, then we already know what's going to happen to you, right? If you look at your situation, It's just too much things stacked against me. Why even try? Doesn't even matter. Why even make an attempt? It doesn't even matter. It doesn't make a difference. Why take the first step? Doesn't matter. By the time it takes for things to change, it just doesn't even feel like it's worth it. Whether I do or don't, it's the same thing. This is how people think. Again, that's when misery is the overall religion one is moving with. When one is moving with the overall religion of a victim mentality, as if I'm never going to change, then all of these things is a just in case. This episode is a just in case I feel like doing it. Just in case life happens to work in my favor because I'm not in control. This is how people think. just in case that an opportunity opens and I will somehow, some way apply this information. And then I can remember this at the time that it's time for me to change. Instead of saying, you know what? I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to do whatever it takes to actually love myself to the highest level. I'm going to move with the utmost respect of myself and handle myself as a true professional, as a true student. Handle myself in such a way where every area of my life will be addressed. I will stop lying to myself. Stop thinking that it's okay to allow problems to roll on to the next day. Stop thinking that it's okay to just allow the misery just to linger on and do nothing about it. See, fam, you have to make a decision. You have to understand that you are the influencer of the end result. And you have to understand that you are where you are because of you and the way you see yourself and the way you see the world. If you don't think it's possible for you, if you don't think change is possible for you, if you don't think success is possible for you, if you don't think clarity is possible for you, if you don't think meaningful relationships is possible for you or true love is possible for you, then you're just winging it through life. You are the punching bag of life. Just imagine yourself hanging, your feet is tied up, hanging, dangling, and life is just punching you in the face with just as if you're a boxing punching bag. Think about that, right? That's not what you want to be. That's the mindset you got to get out of and live and start living an intentional life, a life of purpose. A life where you're like, you know what? I'm going to make the sacrifices that it takes to get to where I want to be. And that's it. You know, you have to really ask yourself, fam, and I don't want you to listen to this the same way you listen to most podcasts. I don't want you to listen to this the same way you read most books that are created, that cater to you, that tell you what you want to hear. That deliver a message in a way where you're like, ooh, yes, it doesn't take you away from what you're doing. Meaning it doesn't bring awareness to your current situation. It actually keeps you in the same place because of the feeling of wanting to be lost in the information, wanting to be lost in the consuming, in the entertainment. But anything that puts a mirror in your face that says, hey, look at yourself. Look at your moves. Look at yourself. What are you doing? Then people are like, whoa. Wow. This is how people get offended. It's offensive to put a mirror in someone's face. But if your true intention was to see yourself, then would you be offended? Wouldn't you be grateful? If that's what you was looking for, if someone puts a mirror to your face and you say, damn, thank you so much because I've been creating a life around the avoidance of my problems. Wouldn't you take that anxiety instead of calling it anxiety? You take that as a moment of truth. Say, damn, this is telling me something that I'm ignoring. I gotta make some changes in my life for the better. I got to put down this bad habit. I got to start loving myself, start respecting myself, stop surrounding myself with this type of energy. Doesn't it make sense? See, because when it comes to problems, right? When it comes to actual problems in your life, when one is acting and exercising self-love and respect and they're putting it into play, one challenges their own limitations that they've placed on themselves. That means when it comes to getting to the solution to a problem, it's saying, hey, what do I need to do to get to this solution, to get to the root cause? Versus, what do I need to do within my own limitations just to make it to the next day? Now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice up to this point, if you're listening to me, then you have what it takes, because I'm putting a direct mirror right in front of your face and you're seeing yourself. There's no way you can listen to this and ignore your own moves. This automatically brings awareness to what you're doing. So congratulations on that, because people will hear that and either turn it off, look away. But if you're still listening to the sound of my voice right now, then 100% you are bringing awareness to what you're doing. This is opening up your mind to a place where you're like, okay, I see myself in what is being said. Now, what do you do with this information? What do you do with this? What moves do you make? Do you now become intentional? Do you now listen to this and shake your head up and down? And you're like, you know what? Let me start making the first step. I challenge you to take the first step. I challenge you to love yourself. I challenge you to bet on yourself. I challenge you to have self-respect. I challenge you to do the uncomfortable. I challenge you, fam, to put an end to that loser way of thinking, that bare minimum mentality. I challenge you to look at your environment and say, you know what, man, I need to make changes, actually take the first step. I challenge you, fam, to look at your bank account and say, you know what, man, we got to figure out a way to create more opportunities for ourselves. We have to become more valuable. I challenge you to strip butt-ass naked and look at yourself and say, you know what, this body ain't it. Or there's what can you do? Is it it? Is it not it? I challenge you to actually step your game up to the highest level. I challenge you, fam, to look at the people around you in your life and question it and say, yo, what, is this for me? Is this what's best for me? Do these people challenge me to be a best version of me, or do these people allow me to stay in the same place? I challenge you, fam, to do these things. I challenge you to end the year strong. I challenge you to start saying no to things that don't serve you, that you know are not great for you. I challenge you to start saying yes to things that are pushing you to become a better version of yourself, that's pushing yourself to love yourself more. Stop just accepting as if there's no shot, there's no chance for you. Stop living through life, dragging through life. Every day is a difficult day. Every day is hard. Every day is so tough for you. Every day, and because it's because of what's happening in your mind. It's how you see yourself in the world. I challenge you to do all these things. And I say I challenge you because, again, if you're listening to the sound of my voice up to this point, it could bring awareness to what you're doing. But now here comes the challenge. Here comes the push. Here comes the decision that only you can make when it comes to investing in yourself, when it comes to showing up for yourself, when it comes to doing the uncomfortable, when it comes to changing routine, when it comes to changing your state of being. You could have listened to this and felt sluggish. You could have listened to this and felt down, sad. And then when you started playing this episode, boom, it probably uplifted you. Now, what do you do with that energy? You got what you got out of it. Now, what do you do? See, I challenge you to make the next move. I challenge you to move forward. I challenge you to love yourself. And I'm going to keep repeating myself when I say I challenge you. Because that's what I want for you. I want the best for you. And keep this in mind, you're not just doing this for yourself, you're doing this for your family. You're doing this for the future generation. You're doing this for those who follow you and see you as your source of inspiration. You're doing this for your brothers. You're doing this for your sisters. You're doing this for your best friend. You're doing this for your kids. You're doing this for your parents. You're doing this for the people around you who see you and say, man, I was gonna end my life, but then I saw you. Man, I'm not in a good place tonight, but then I saw you. Man, I was having doubts and insecurities, but then I saw you. That's the power you have. You have to show up. You have to do more because it's people who are relying on you to make that happen. So then you can go ahead and build yourself up and then turn around and tell the story. And you can tell people, hey, listen, I challenge you to bet on yourself. Because you took the challenge. You took the first step. You decided to love yourself. You decided to bet on yourself. And because of that, you have the opportunity to change the world. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. I truly, like, you have no idea how much I appreciate you for reaching this point and you listening to this podcast. There's so many shows out there. There's so many people, you know, who sound like me and talk like me and saying the words and life-changing information, and you're choosing to listen to me. And I truly appreciate that. All I ask in return, fam, because I give my life to this. I gave my life to this show. I gave my life to this episode. All I'm asking, fam, if you found it valuable, is to leave a review on the show. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're able to leave a review, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the pod, and it helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. So if you can, right now, this moment, before you, you know, start your day, go to sleep, or before you do whatever it is you're doing next, please leave a review on the show. I truly appreciate it, fam. Till next time.